BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Wednesday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Linda, this is a nice surprise.
Oh, well, I thought I'd see if you were home for a quick chat.
I've just made a pot of tea. Would you like one?
Oh, how kind.
It'll be useful to go through some of my ideas.
Ideas?
For the fete.
Well, actually, that is why I'm here.
It was Jazza's suggestion. A cost of living theme. No fripperies allowed.
Fripperies?
And we can resurrect my cowpat roulette. Oh, and don't forget Splat the Rat. Milk?
Thank you. Yes, please. Now, first things first, Joy. I need to explain that, sadly, I won't be organising the fete this year.
Uh-huh.
But if anyone is a natural successor to myself...
There's your tea.
Thank you. The person I feel could be marvellous, with lots of support, of course, but nonetheless, well, mostly marvellous, would be... You.
I'm way ahead of you, Linda.
What?
I'm glad Susan was right, mind. Otherwise, I'd have done a load of thinking for nothing.
So you are willing to accept the mantle?
Accept it? I'm already wearing it.
Well, I wasn't aware I had taken it off.
But while you're on hand, I will check what needs doing.
Rest assured, Joy. I will remain on hand.
But in case you're not.
Well, why wouldn't I be?
If you'd gone up the shops...
I was being metaphorical. But, anyway, the first item on your to-do list is to recruit some helpers.
I bumped into young Brad yesterday, so he's finding activities for the younger ones, and Mick's volunteered for the donkey work.
Donkey work?
Making phone calls, that kind of thing.
It's hardly donkey work. Those precious contacts require finely honed liaison skills.
Oh, sorry. Now, who's that? Aha! Hi, Mick! I've got you on speaker because Linda's here about the fete.
Oh, hi, Linda.
Mick, I was about to tell Joy that I can save you your most important phone call because I've heard, on good authority, that the Hollerton Silver Band are otherwise engaged this year.
That's why I'm ringing. Mimi just told me.
Really?
Yes, it seems they've signed up for another fete, which, infuriatingly enough, is on the same day.
No.
I'm afraid so.
I tried the brass band north of Borchester and they're tied up too.
Well, that's that, then. We'll have to do without.
Oh, no. No, no. A band is the cornerstone of this kind of event.
Oh, you've got to have music.
It's crucial to the overall fete experience.
I'll ring round some of the possibles when I get a minute.
Well, you better get your skates on.
I'll let you know how I get on. Later, ladies.
Bye, Mick.
You know, if it helps... Pip mentioned Loxley Barrett Primary have recently assembled a ukulele band.
Ukuleles? Aren't they quite hard to play well?
I'm not sure beggars can be choosers at this stage.
Anyway, perhaps you can jot down a few things to remember. Shall I get you a pen and paper?
Jot a few down? There's an entire drawer in my filing cabinet devoted to the Ambridge fete.
Wow. By the time I go through all that, the fete will be over.
Exactly. I shall endeavour to create a précis of key points ASAP.
Thank you.
Don't worry. Even if this year's fete doesn't attain peak excellence, next year's, or more likely the year after, might be back up to scratch.
Actually, I'm feeling really positive. I think taking charge of the fete might do me good.
Please don't underestimate the task at hand, Joy. It really is mammoth.
And I'm pleased to say, so far, your mammoth mantle is fitting very nicely.
So, basically, you can't decide about the Grey Gables job.
1 minute it's yes, the next it's no way on earth.
And it'd put the dampers on your hot girl summer.
I know, right? I've barely drawn breath for the last year. I was looking forward to relaxing.
Starting with Felpersham Pride this weekend.
Oh, Paul says it's amazing. Are you sure you won't come?
I'm working, I'm afraid.
The weekend, that's a shame. Ooh, did I mention this morning's breaking news?
No.
You know Mrs. Mellor?
You mean the woman who's buying Bartleby?
Well, she's not anymore. George stopped it.
What? Why is he cancelled?
Mrs. Mellor doesn't know, but she was ever so disappointed. A bit annoyed too, I think. So she'd really fallen in love with him.
Well, I have to say, George can be a bit erratic.
Maybe he's not over the whole crash thing.
Well, it'll take ages.
Yeah. Anyway, what am I going to say to Oliver?
Do you want to work at Grey Gables? I mean, you only went there to find out why Lower Loxley's staff were defecting.
I know.
And you saved a couple of our events going the same way, but apparently not the Milo Haywood thing.
Oh, Mum's fuming about that.
She's been trying to set up a foraging event with him for ages.
Such a coup for Grey Gables. But no, I parked my sabotage mission for a while because, well, everyone's so lovely and I was learning loads from Roy.
Except he's leaving now.
Left, in fact. And Oliver will struggle horribly on his own. Someone's going to have to save him.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to be you.
No. So I shouldn't take it.
Although you would get paid, finally.
So I should take it.
You're as bad as Chelsea when she had her tea room dilemma. But will the pay be enough for the massive stress?
I doubt it. Oh, you're really no help.
Maybe not. But you invited me for lunch, so you're still paying.
Oh, Freddy.
I'm just as surprised as you, Linda.
But Roy hasn't said why.
I think it's all about Lexi. Love's young dream and all that.
Indeed.
The middle-aged version.
Any version is wonderful, Kirsty.
I'm with you on that. I'm at Grey Gables now because I've got to grab his address book for him. Actually, we're having a video call this evening, so why not come and join us?
Oh, I would love to. Yes, please.
The extra time last week was doing those CCTV checks, whereas the week before, it was fencing. So, the hours are the same.
But if it's not documented, Mick, it's not alerting Oliver to potential issues.
I always alert him to issues.
I really think the work logs are supposed to be accurate.
Nah. And so the bosses know we're not twiddling our thumbs. I've already zapped mine through anyway.
Oh.
I'm just saying, my hours are the same as always.
But sending an identical log every week does render it pointless.
I agree. So perhaps ask Oliver not to bother.
Oh, give me strength.
Hey, Lily.
Kirsty.
You look a bit bamboozled.
Bamboozled is a perfect description.
Oh, dear. Tricky afternoon.
Oh, not really. It's just, I'm trying to make up my mind about taking Oliver up on his offer of a job.
Oh, what's the job? Not Roy, surely.
Oh, heavens no. I'd be Oliver's assistant.
Oh.
Trouble is, I've just been the work experience girl for the last few months, so no one takes me seriously.
Oh, I doubt that. You always seem really on it to me.
Thanks. Anyway, what can I do for you?
Oh, Roy thinks he's left his address book in his locker.
Oh, no problem. Do you have his key?
He's accidentally taken it to Bulgaria.
Right, well, don't worry. Oliver's on a call at the moment, but I'll get the master key from his office later and have a look.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
I'm guessing Roy is all loved up.
And the rest. He's bursting with stories about his experiences so far.
Oh, I'd love to hear those when you've got more time.
Oh, well, even better. Come round and join in our video call with him this evening.
That would be great. And I can drop his address book round at the same time.
Perfect. Linda's coming around six-ish.
Oh, thanks, Kirsty. I'll see you then.
Good afternoon, Joy.
Oh, you startled me then.
Oh, I'm sorry, you were very absorbed.
Hello, Monty. You're tickling me.
Monty, come away. Sorry, he's very over-friendly. He's always a bit excitable on his late afternoon walk.
Oh, he's just a big softy.
Oh, I see you're struggling with ground, Elder.
I'm trying to get rid of it before it crowds out me sweet Williams.
Mm, Robert was having a similar battle this morning. Now, I bumped into Ruth, who messaged Pip, who asked at the school...
Who swallowed a fly. I don't know why she swallowed the fly.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, sorry, Linda. The rhythm was perfect. Don't you remember? She swallowed a spider to catch the fly. I don't know why she swallowed the fly.
Yes, well, of course I remember it. I'm just not sure of its relevance.
Ignore me. I expect the blood's gone to me head. It's all the bending down. You were saying about the school?
Yes, I was. It seems the teacher running the ukulele group is Miss Duncan.
Oh?
She's written the number down for you.
Oh, Linda, just who I wanted to see.
Ah, now we may have solved the band problem.
For the fate. Well, then I'm sorry, but you've been gazumped.
Gazumped?
The cornerstone of the 2024 Ambridge fate is the Borchester Found in a Skip Band.
I'm sorry.
All the instruments are made from found items.
Like a sort of junk band. I've read about them. Old rubbish bins.
Rubbish bins?
Metal pipes, corrugated plastic.
Oh. I love it. And it's perfect for our cost of living theme. Please tell me you booked them.
Oh, I love. I booked them on the spot.
Thank you, thank you. Oh, I really don't think we'll be needing the ukuleles, Linda.
No, it appears not.
Oh, that was so nice.
Oh, Lexi was hilarious.
I've never seen Roy quite so relaxed and happy. And was Violetta's English impressive?
Oh, so much better than before, yeah. Anyway, we may as well finish this Prosecco.
Oh, thanks, Kirsty.
Oh, I meant to ask Roy for his opinion on my job offer.
I'll message him now, he won't mind.
Yeah, good idea.
I realise it's entirely different from our time there, but Grey Gables does boast a certain magic, doesn't it?
Yeah, happy times, mostly.
Well, the thing is, if Oliver's not on the ball like Roy, which he's not...
Oh, dear.
Oh, hang on. Won't be a minute.
Yeah, so the stress over the summer could get a bit much.
Yes, I understand your dilemma.
Hey, what a surprise. Come on in.
Cheers, Kirsty. I come bearing gifts. Evening all.
Good evening. Hey, I didn't know you were coming.
Roy messaged me. He wanted to surprise you with some Bulgarian treats from the deli in Borchester.
How lovely.
Typical Roy.
Yes, there's banitsas and a bottle of rakia.
Delicious. Good old Roy. I'll get more glasses. Why don't you open it, Freddie?
Okay, sure.
I do hope you're joining us.
Of course he is, if there are pastries on offer.
Too right.
Ah, Roy's replied. Oh, he says he told Oliver to offer me the job.
Really? Oh, well, you'll have to take it now.
Do you know what? I think I will.
Finally, a decision.
Oh, shut up, Freddie.
Roy can be very wise, you know.
Do you think so? Because he's just messaged me saying, now I'm with my soulmate, Kirsty, it's your turn to find yours.
Oh, here, here.
Absolutely.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Oh, to Roy.
Hello, I'm Lucy Speed and I play Stella Pryor in The Archers. For this year's BBC Food and Farming Awards, I'm joining the judging team again for the Farming for the Future Award with the brilliant Charlotte Smith from Farming Today. We are looking for amazing, innovative farmers who are finding new and better ways to produce our food and take care of the environment. And we need you to tell us who deserves to be celebrated for building a more sustainable farming future. You can read about all the categories and find the terms and privacy notice at bbc.co.uk/foodawards, and you have until just before midnight on the 30th of June to nominate.